This Week in Nuclear for May 27th, 2010. Welcome to the show. I'm John Wheeler, your host, and you're listening to This Week in Nuclear, a podcast where we talk about the peaceful uses of nuclear energy and how nuclear energy will make our world cleaner, safer, and less dependent on fossil fuels. In April, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation denied Indian Point Nuclear Plant's application for a water quality certification. In their 28-page letter, the DEC told the plant that they have no alternative but to install expensive cooling towers to eliminate the plant's impact on fish and fish larvae in the Hudson River. Power plants of any type, not just nuclear plants, adversely affect aquatic organisms in three primary ways: thermally, by heating up the water; by entrainment, where small fish and fish larvae are sucked into the cooling water system and injured or killed as they pass through; and by impingement, where fish are injured or killed by the plant's intake structure but not sucked through the cooling system. Indian Point had proposed installing wedge wire screens, essentially large high-tech strainers, on the water intakes for each of the two nuclear plants. The screens would virtually eliminate fish impingement and would reduce entrainment by somewhere between 72 and 76%. That was not good enough for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. They denied the application on several grounds, but the main reasons they denied the proposal was because they said cooling towers would eliminate at least 90% of entrainment, compared to the 72 to 76% reduction that would be provided by wedge wire screens. They also said the wedge wires are still, quote, experimental in nature and unproven in aquatic environments like the Hudson River and at nuclear plants like Indian Point. New York also stated that Indian Point was violating law by killing an endangered fish, the short-nosed sturgeon. I want to discuss each of these three claims by New York State. First, while it's true that on any given day, cooling towers are slightly more effective at eliminating entrainment than wedge wire screens, that's not the whole story. To assess the full benefit to the river, one must consider how long each mechanism is in service. Wedge wire screens are relatively easy to install and could be in service within 5 years. That would mean wedge wires would be working and reducing entrainment for the full term of Indian Point's 20-year license extension. Cooling towers, on the other hand, would require at least 15 years to permit and build. This means cooling towers would have no benefit at all for at least the first 15 years. When you consider the entire remaining life of the plant, wedge wire screens offer far better protection to Hudson River aquatic life than do cooling towers. On the assertion that wedge wire screens are still experimental and unproven, according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, wedge wires have been successfully tested in a variety of settings in New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Florida, and Kansas, and on bodies of water including the St. Johns River and the Delaware River in conditions very similar to the Hudson River. In the example cited by the U.S. EPA, wedge wire screens essentially eliminated impingement and reduced entrainment from 66 to 99%. Depending on the size of the screens in use. On the issue of lack of experience at large nuclear plants, from the perspective of a cooling water source, the fuel source is irrelevant. Steam plants are steam plants. Whether they're powered by fossil fuels or by nuclear, it makes no difference. Wedge wire screens have been used at large 770-megawatt fossil-fueled plants. While not quite as large as Indian Point, where each of the two reactors is about 1,000 megawatts, the size is in the same ballpark. Keep in mind that at Indian Point, each of the units has its own separate intake from the river. And on the final DEC argument that Indian Point is killing endangered sturgeon, this is so ridiculous it's almost hysterical. They should be embarrassed. The current Indian Point nuclear reactors have been online since the mid-1970s. And during that time, the population of short-nosed sturgeon in the Hudson River has increased more than 400%. Sturgeon populations have skyrocketed in the Hudson River since the 1970s. In fact, the fish population has recovered so much that short-nosed sturgeon are no longer endangered in the Hudson River. The fish is being kept on the federal endangered species list only because it is not yet recovered in other rivers. While it may be true that some baby sturgeon and some sturgeon eggs are destroyed by the plant's cooling water system, the impact on the fish population and the river ecosystem is negligible. Cooling towers have problems of their own. The water in the Hudson River is brackish and contains a good amount of salt. If that salt water is used in a cooling tower, it will emit a considerable amount of saltwater vapors to the immediate vicinity. Salt is corrosive to vehicles, power lines, and building materials. Constant salt spray on vegetation will cause much of it to die, and salt deposition on the ground over a large area could make its way into drinking water wells. Many years ago, the Turkey Point nuclear plant in Florida experimented with a saltwater cooling tower, and they discovered it defoliated many acres of sensitive wetlands. The same thing could happen if cooling towers are installed at Indian Point. In addition, the state of New York is focusing solely on water quality and is failing to consider the overall impact to the environment. Cooling tower construction would force the plant to shut down for an extended period of time. During that shutdown, replacement power would come from coal and natural gas, both of which cause air pollution and release greenhouse gases. In addition, cooling towers emit particulate pollution of their own, contributing to smog. So, why is the New York DEC so insistent that Indian Point should install cooling towers? You just have to follow the money. Cooling towers would cost about 10 times more than wedge wire screens. Wedge wire screens would provide more benefit over the life of the plant at 1/10 of the cost of cooling towers. But don't forget that New York State's top attorney, their state attorney general, is none other than Andrew Cuomo, who is hardcore anti-nuclear. He's made it very clear that he wants the plant to shut down. And on a side note, he recently announced that he's running for the governor of New York State. The New York position on Indian Point is not about protecting the environment. It's about imposing onerous financial burden on the plant to make it less competitive, with the goal of shutting it down. New York is following a similar approach to New Jersey and California in using the state's authority over water quality permits as a way to cost nuclear plants out of the market. And why is a water quality certificate so important? The clock is ticking. The Indian Point current operating licenses expire in 2013 and 2015 for Units 2 and 3, respectively. The plant must have a valid water permit from New York State before the NRC can issue a license renewal. Thanks for listening to this show. This is John Wheeler for This Week in Nuclear. Have a great nuclear day.